If you've ever spent any time in New York City, you know that in many ways it's the people who make the place so special and unique. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels set in the city that feature unforgettable characters, from the spiky-haired squatters of the punk underground to beer-brewing nuns in Brooklyn. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Call it A Portrait of the Young Punk in 1990s New York, the latest novel from Sam Lipsight, titled No One Left to Come Looking for You. As the book opens, a musician named Jack discovers that his frontman and roommate, a.k.a. the Banished Earl, has stolen his bass guitar, undoubtedly to raise funds to purchase heroin. No sooner does Jack take in the situation than he receives a call from his friend at the pawn shop. The bass has been spotted. But before he can lay hands on either his vanished instrument or his strung-out friend, the situation becomes categorically more complex. There's a murder. There's a prospective girlfriend and a potential gig. There's a visit from a couple of New York's finest, a run-in with Donald Trump, and a brief retreat to the family homestead in New Jersey. But most importantly, there is a flaming truckload of humor, wit, and joy in the creation of this best of times, worst of times moment in New York music history, from the band names to the dive bars, restaurants, and clubs, to the ragtag musicians and neighborhood characters, among them a scene patriarch named Toad Molotov. To watch Toad munch a revolting quantity of his beloved mint jelly sandwiches, swill Cuervo Gold, and scratch unrelentingly beneath his fatigue shorts at his hairy legs and crotch was to come of age in the rock underworld. No One Left to Come Looking for You is a badass book with brains, wit, moral decay, and radical outrage to spare. Set just a few miles south and closer to the present day is Our Lady of the Highway, the debut novel of noted independent filmmaker Hal Hartley, whose many movies include The Unbelievable Truth, Meanwhile, and Trust. Our Lady of the Highway features a tiny, impoverished order of nuns at a convent in a remote corner of Brooklyn who have been praying for world peace continuously for 347 years. But the handful of remaining sisters are very elderly, and the coffers are very low. To keep the lights on and the vigil going, the nuns start brewing beer. They also bring in a rather unusual new Mother Superior and a bunch of undocumented recruits from Central America. Then they are joined by a beautiful insurance adjuster named Lola. Lola either has magical powers, is a saint, or possibly is just plain nuts. She plans to spend some time in the convent to figure it out. Unknown to them, the location has been targeted for acquisition by Gordon Normal, the evil CEO of Magnificent Waste Management Incorporated, who already owns the rest of the neighborhood. But the sisters have a few friends in high places, and their beer is a hit among the affluent hipsters of Williamsburg. So when the FBI, the police, the National Guard, and the waste management goons show up, they're not going down without a fight. Filled with quirky characters, farcical vignettes, and deadpan dialogue, Hartley's novel, like his films, is also seriously interested in spiritual questions. In reality, muses Sister Bernadette, God doesn't make himself known to you except through the miracles of endurance and selflessness. Ah, the lessons of endurance and selflessness, right on time for the holiday season.
The books are No One Left to Come Looking for You by Sam Lipsight and Our Lady of the Highway by Hal Hartley. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find past episodes of the show, including our recent roundup of new releases by local authors, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.